about it oftentimes, so that that function of perception is already framing how we're looking on a particular situation, how we view ourselves. And of course, the way that the mind moves after is a function of that perception. And so that we can see or recognize how perception is functioning as we see the thoughts come out from that. We're seeing like citta sankhara, our feeling and perception, because it builds the thought processes. And there's actually a whole set of practices that the Buddha gives of using perception to, or perceptions in order to reestablish a wholesome relationship. Because even if something is correct or accurate in a sense, but it's still creating suffering, then it's up to us to do something about that in terms of reconfiguring how we perceive, and so that we're not carrying suffering around with us wherever we go, whatever we do. The alternative is trying to restructure the world to shape one's desires and opinions, and that doesn't really work. Hasn't ever yet. So that sense of paying attention to what are the thought processes that come up in the mind, and then you're deducing from that, okay, the perception is one that is coming from negativity, or the perception is one that is coming from fear or desire or kindness or whatever. But there's that recognition, deduction, and then these perceptions that are helpful for the arising of either relinquishment, letting go, or replacing the thoughts with thoughts of kindness or forgiveness. Those are perceptions that one trains oneself in so that one is not creating suffering. Because we tend to get the feeling of being hapless victims of circumstance, and the importance of taking responsibility for where the mind is going, what it's running with, what it's cranking out. And of course, that's a long-term project, and being willing to be patient with that.